Yesterday, we spent some time on this show visiting with Tracy Weiner, who does a podcast with Ann Johnsos called Apparently, where they give you parenting tips. One of the things that concerned them recently was the fact that young people are taking rideshare rides all by themselves. You might, for your 14-year-old, say, call them an Uber and have the Uber take them to practice or the movies or the overnight, whatever it is the kids are doing, rather than drive them yourself. What a convenience. It's not policy for rideshares to take people under 18. And maybe as a parent, you're not entirely comfortable with that. So we kicked it around yesterday, and plenty of you do that a lot, and it works out swell. And then some of you are aghast at the idea. Elif, do you remember what the NewsClick results on that were? We asked if you're comfortable with putting your youngsters in rideshare. What did we get on that? Do you remember? I think it was like, was it 75-25? No, this might have been more one-sided than that, right?
I think it was more like 90-10.
Yeah, right. 90% saying, no, I would not put my kids in a rideshare vehicle. Depends on the age of the kid. Depends on a lot of things. But a lot of you are uncomfortable with that idea. A text poured in as we were having this conversation from one Pete McMurray. It said, please, everyone, relax. Pete's on line 7. Hi, Pete. How are you?
You know, these North Shore moms need to take a step back and relax. I love when parents judge, but sometimes there's cases where the kids got to get in an Uber. No need to judge me. That's how I parent. A few times a month, that happens.
Is there any problem when that happens? Like, does the Uber driver say, hey, wait, I can't take somebody under the age of 18?
Never. He's been doing it probably for 3 years. That has never happened. Number one, we all share an Uber account. So it's family sharing. Maybe it shows up with my name on it. I'm not quite sure. But I can see where my son is. I can see where he's being picked up. I can follow him around the city. And
oh,
I can see
right.
when he's
yeah.
being dropped off. And
yeah.
I can see when my front door is being opened and closed. I mean, we can trace our kids everywhere. If the kid wants to get in a rideshare, let him get in a rideshare. It's fine.
Yeah, but what if the Uber driver ends the route on the app, which has happened before with people, and like my sister, she noticed that the driver ended the route on the map, and she said, I'm getting out. I stop here. I'm getting out now.
He hit stop, so it no longer is tracking, huh?
Yeah, so she can't see where she's going. What
Pete,
are you going to do?
There's endless stories, Pete. Not endless stories, but Pete, every now and then, there's a story in the news about a rideshare driver that behaves inappropriately or criminally. What do you, isn't that in the back of your head?
You know what? I absolutely not. Not what ifs. He's not doing the Uber X. He's doing Excel, or he's doing the Uber Executive, which is only $11, I think, from his school. So, no, I mean, what ifs? What if you get in a car and this Uber driver runs into a brick wall? You just don't know. You got to trust people. Sometimes that happens. However, I can follow him on two different apps on my phone, the Uber app and the Life 360 app.
You sound a little perturbed there, Pete McMurray.
No,
I don't normally get this.
Funny. I don't know who Tracy is, and I know she used to work at GN, but I love that she was just so put back that people were putting their kids in Ubers. This is 2019. We live in the city of Chicago. Both parents work. When you have two working parents and they're going to different jobs and they can't get across the city in 35 minutes to get their son to a tutor or get their son to piano or get their son to a sporting event, I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Let's face it. We're parents. We make it up anyway as we go along, and we're just trying to do the best we can.
Let's take some calls. Mary, you're on WGN. What do you want to say, Mary?
Hi, John. I listen to you all the time. I wanted to tell you that I am an Uber driver, and I drive out in the western suburbs. I have spoken to the Uber people downtown. They have told me that with me picking up people under 18, it's a very high liability. Shouldn't be doing it.
Do you do it?
Don't do it.
Once in a while, I do it, but I had a mother a couple weeks ago go to put a 7-year-old child in my car. She wanted me to take her somewhere.
That's completely different. You're not putting a 7-year-old. I'm talking about a teenager here.
Yeah, I got in an accident, you would be suing me and taking my house.
I understand that, but you're picking up this kid. You said, well, every once in a while I'll pick up a teenager just because I need the extra money. I mean, come on. Either you do or you don't. What side are you on?
I have turned him down.
Hold on a second, though, Mary. You told my producer, Ella, it says on my screen here, I mean, you get to say whatever you want, I don't care, but I thought you were going to say you take kids all the time in the western burbs.
No, I do not.
Once in a while, on occasion, you will.
I have kids that come in, and I do feel bad when I have to tell them no, but sometimes when there's four or five cars in the driveway, why am I taking them?
Okay, but wait. Just to be clear, Mary, do you ever take underage kids in your Uber? Yes or no?
In high school, yes. Once in a while.
Okay. Mary, thank you for the call. I'm glad you joined us. Pete, your response to that?
Well, once in a while, you know, when I want to get some extra money. Putting a seven-year-old in an Uber is not being a good parent. Putting a teenager in where he needs to get somewhere in 15 minutes and he's only going maybe a mile and a half. I mean, come on. Big difference.
Yeah. You started when your son was 13, 14 years old doing that?
He started when he was 12. He's now 14. So he's been doing it about 2 years.
Is this a thing, too? I know
that... And by the way, John, we're not doing it all the time. This is every once in a while.
It's when you're in a pinch.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I know there were instances when our kids were younger where I would do things that Brenda wouldn't do. And sometimes I wouldn't always tell her the things that I did or allowed because she wouldn't like that.
Correct.
I let them juggle with cutlery, for instance. So so I'm just wondering if you and your wife are on the same page as this.
At first she did not know about it, and then she was on the same page because I knew she'd say no right away.
But then you can wear her into submission, right?
I mean, it was only a mile and a half. This kid needed to get home, or 2 miles, whatever it was. I mean, everybody just needs to step back. We can't keep judging parents here. That's what's going on. We're judging each other.
We're not judging the good parents, Pete.
No, just...
mm-hmm.
See, he's not in a mood for that, Steve.
I've never seen him like this,
but I think he's very defensive about this because he's being judged unfairly, or at least that's what he thinks.
Until you have two working parents that work in the city of Chicago downtown, picking up a kid on the north side and taking him even farther north for a sporting event is tough. Or trying to get him from a sporting event home is very difficult, as a lot of people know.
Well, okay, let's do that for a second, Pete. So you and your wife work downtown. You live in the north neighborhood, is that right?
I do, yes.
So, kids get out of school at 2:30, 3:30 in the afternoon. You have a schedule that's all over the map, so it might be hard for you to budget your time. I know your wife has a full-time job as well. So then what options do you have if at 3:30 your son has to go to practice or at 5 o'clock he's got to go to a friend's house? How do you accomplish that? What are your options?
Well, the first thing you do is talk to other parents. I mean, if you exhaust all your options, that's when you go to a ride share. That's what I'm saying. But we worked out with other parents, if I can't pick up on a Wednesday, maybe they can do it and I'll take him on a Thursday. There's, you know, it's a give and take.
Yeah, it used to be that way for us, too. Literally, we did not have, like when Grant and Griffin, before they were 16 and could drive, I don't think there was Uber, right? One of them's 30, one of them's 26 or 27. I can't keep track, but I don't think they had Uber for them 10, 11 years ago, 14 years ago. So this is a conundrum that Brenda and I didn't have to face. I'm kind of glad we didn't because there were times where it sure would have been pretty easy.
Well, think about when you were growing up. I mean, you would find a ride. I come from a family of 12 children. We had to find our way to and from every event. We'd ask parents, we'd ask friends, people that went to the school. I mean, we didn't even care. We just needed to get to that sporting event. I had to get to football on Saturday mornings, or my brother had to get to baseball or track. I mean, you just fended for yourselves. And nowadays, if we're taking a registered Uber that's with a registered company, people are now upset.
I remember, you know, this reminds me of a little bit, Pete, and I don't know if you think like this is the story about the family that would let their kids walk into town or to school. And every day the people would see this, like, maybe 10-year-old and then the 6-year-old walking, you know, negotiating crosswalks and walking along the street. And then Child Protection Services actually talked to the family. They said, this is negligent behavior that you're letting your kids walk around town unsupervised and they're 10, 6, 7 years old. And they said, we've trained our kids, they're responsible, and we are willing to take the risk because we also think it's important that the kids learn to fend for themselves. I'm sure you remember these kinds of stories. This reminds me a little bit of that, right? That a parent is going to assume some risk as a way of raising their kids. This is how we're going to do it.
I grew up on the mean streets of Peoria, Illinois, and at 9 years old, I had a paper route, and I'll never forget, I used to roam the neighborhoods, I used to cross busy streets, and you do learn things. My son, Charlie McMurray, he's 14 years old, he's a city kid. He knows to look out for what's bad, what's good. He knows if something's going wrong, if he's in a car, or he should not get in a car with a parent who has been drinking. He is a smart kid, and I think that's part of it, how we brought him up.
All my phone lines are ringing, Pete.
Great. Let's talk to him.
Not necessarily.
But it is true. The alternative is, you know, go wander around the neighborhood on your own, walk through the alleys to get to your house. I mean, if people are going to be angry at parents, they're going to find one way or another.
All right, let's do this. We'll pause. 312-981-7200. You can call or text on a phone line our colleague here at WGN Radio, Pete McMurray. Me, I'm just John Williams. Pete McMurray, our colleague's on a line, reacting to our conversation yesterday. Should you let your kids ride in Uber or Lyft? Pete's on the, if I recall correctly, Pete, you're on the yes side. Am I correct about that?
Absolutely, yes.
Lots of texters are saying, what if your 14-year-old was a girl? Would your opinion about this change?
It would. Yes.
Well, I appreciate your candor.
Right, absolutely.
So you would be more protective of your 14-year-old daughter. Your 14-year-old son, in this case, you think you've got a handle on it.
I think so, yes.
A couple more calls for our guest, Pete McMurray. Larry, the Lyft driver, you're on WGN. Hi, Larry.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Talk to us, Larry. What's up?
Well, the one thing is, yeah, most parents, I would say every parent, does not even know it's in the terms and conditions, so I get a lot of surprise looks. But the thing I want to bring up quickly is I've turned down parents with a baby or a toddler with no car seat. Oh, I'll hold them in my lap. No, you kill them in your car, not mine. It's unbelievable what they'll do. You can't walk in here without a baby, a car seat, or a booster.
Yeah, that's wow. I'm with you on that one, Larry. I presume you are too, right, Pete?
I agree with that 100%, yes.
Hey, Jim, you're on WGN Radio. Jim, what do you want to say? Hi, Jim.
Hello. Hey, I drive Uber, and I'll pick up kids because I know they're safe with me, but I won't let mine ride.
Wait, you will let yours, or you won't let your kids?
I won't.
Yet you will take my kids, right?
I'll take them because I know they're going to get there safe.
All right. I think I see your point. You trust you, but you don't know the other guy.
You don't trust anybody else.
Do you?
Got it.
So do you ever have? Do you peek in the car before your kid walks in? You know what I'm talking
about?
Why? Yeah.
Are you speaking? Do I peek in the car? Well, I'm not home.
Oh,
I wouldn't,
that's right. Okay, so
that's the problem.
But see, I think in some instance, I'm imagining this, Pete.
John, you can look at a driver's record on Uber. You can see their record on there when you pull up the app.
Let's talk to Matt on line three. Matt, you're on WGN. Hi, Matt.
Hello, everyone. So I'll make this brief. In high school, I got grounded for coming home very, very late one night, and I couldn't use my car for a week. Unfortunately, I was also very active at school, which means my parents then had to start driving me again to everything. My punishment, instead of ending in a week, ended in 24 hours because they got tired of driving me. So let me tell you, and years later, I said when it happened, I said, you got tired of driving me. No, that's not it. You learned your lesson. A couple years later, I said, you got tired of driving me. Of course we did. You got sick of it.
Yeah.
So Uber, as a high school student, is fantastic. Now, I'm an Uber and a Lyft driver. If the kid does not have a teen at the end of their age, I do not take them.
Right.
But if the parent is willfully making this decision to place them in my car, then I'm going to take them because it's my job. That being said, if a parent gets in without a booster seat and we're going for more than one block, I don't take them.
Yeah, no, I think that's all wise. At least that last part sure is. Okay, everybody's all over the map on this. I got 9 seconds. I got to let you go, Pete McMurray.
I love it. Now, just for the record, this is two working parents that needed a ride share. That's it.
We'll listen again another day, my friend. Thanks for being part of the show.
I love it. Thanks, John.
That's our Pete McMurray.